We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so far we have not decided what the name of the podcast is, episode 2. But we've gotten a few great suggestions, right, guys?
I agree.
By the way, hi, Joey boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And it's Carla.
A few names that we've got are After Mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys like that one?
I do.
Yeah?
I like The After Mess better.
The After Mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me, you know what? When Dr. Dre, you know him from NWA, he left Death Row.
Right.
The Aftermath.
Yeah.
The After Mess.
It's like mess with a lisp. Mess. You know?
Wait, I think we have a winner.
What?
Welcome to the After Mess.
Hey.
I kind of like that, though.
I honestly, that was one of my top picks. I mean, we had a couple other ones, like The Morning After, which was really cool. We tried The Hot Mess, but I think a lot of people used that. So we're like, eh.
We all really liked that, but we looked at it, but it was like 37 people with The Hot Mess.
Yeah.
Great suggestion, but I don't think we'll use that one.
Yeah. I liked Two Girls, One Nut, and Anish.
It should be featuring.
Featuring Anish. Do we want to give it one more day, or are we kind of all hands in the middle with The After Mess? The After Mess.
My vote is The After Mess.
Okay, so my vote is that. The After Mess.
Gina?
You know, I really like The After Mess, but I'm down to wait a day and see if something better comes in.
Carla, you're the tiebreaker. Well, no, it would be tied. We'd have to call somebody, huh?
Yeah, I'm with Gina. Let's not settle yet.
Okay. You see how these girls, bro? You see that?
What?
You know what's going to happen? The After Mess is going to win anyway, so it's
probably
cool.
Yeah. So what's wrong with keeping your options open? Gosh.
Speaking of, let's talk about cheating.
What?
On the show today, we're talking about Gina's husband, Bryce, went to a bar, and the waitress there was kind of flirting with him, and I said she was just trying to get a tip. Anish, you definitely were thinking that, you know, that was disrespectful. She she drew the line. She crossed the line. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to the bigger thing, cheating.
Okay.
Is that a deal breaker? If your man cheated on you, would it be done, Gina, or would you work on it for your marriage because you have children?
It's really, really hard for me now because we do have a family together that we've built. I want to say that I'd like hear him out and see, but it's really, I've never been cheated on, so I don't know what that feels like, to be honest.
Wow.
So it's kind of hard to speak when I don't have experience, but we're married. We own a home together. I have babies with him. I don't think I would instantly just walk away. I'd have to really dissect the situation and see if I could honestly get over it. If I couldn't, there's no point in staying.
Let's go to the other side, to the West Valley of the studio here with someone that has admitted to cheating. Carla, you're a cheater.
I'm a cheater and a cheatee. So I've been cheated on before, and I've cheated on before. And it's super different because I actually got cheated on before I cheated. And my situation was super fucked up. Like, the guy cheated on me with a girl in high school. Mind you, she was 17. He was 22.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Wait, hear me out. Got her pregnant and then moved to Decatur, Illinois to take care of the baby. And left me.
Hey, okay,
and
that's intense, Carla.
It was super painful and it was super crazy. So, like, I know how much it hurts. But at the same time, in my last relationship, I did end up cheating on him. And gosh, it was so weird to analyze afterwards because I know it's a bad thing and I felt super crappy about myself for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel crappy for him.
Okay.
Which is like a super weird dynamic to think about because in my brain I was like, you're so disrespectful to me, I don't owe you shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't owe you my loyalty. And I know a lot of people would be like, okay, then leave. But
do you think mentally, subconsciously, it was just like payback from your last relationship? Like, I'm going to be the cheater this time, bitch.
I have no idea. And the thing is, like, while I was doing it, he was the last person I was thinking about.
That's interesting, because to me, I mean, I think we all in studio know a little bit more about that situation,
yeah.
So I feel like I bet it was payback to the guy you are currently with, but did this ex of yours know that you cheated on him? Like, just to be clear, like, was he aware of it?
He found out afterwards, so, I mean, he ended up throwing all my shit in the pool, it got really crazy,
okay.
But that's why he did that, after he found out that I had cheated, and, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can definitely say I haven't dated enough to be cheated on. At least not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the big thing, right? Like, you don't know.
I guess the question
if you did find out.
If I did find out, it would be over, because on the flip side, I've been the person, and I've talked about this on the morning show, where I've been kind of like proposed to be like the potential side chick, and I found out either directly about it or I found out like later on, like there's a local gay DJ who was fully married with children who was definitely trying to make out with me. We did make out. And then he tried to take me home, and then I was...
He's a DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Like, wait, what DJ, like,
in the
turntables or on air?
No, not on air.
Oh, just as a DJ.
Turned, like a club DJ. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be doing all that.
I was like, no, I'm not going to say
that. Oh,
you ain't never slept with... No. You ain't talking to the same guy?
I haven't been hit on by that guy. Not yet, girl. I'm counting down the date. It's just one by one. But in all honesty, no, like I got approached by somebody else who told me about it. And then I looked up this guy's Facebook profile that night and I saw like his literal profile picture was him with his husband. His status, which was public, was married. And the profile picture was him, his husband, and his baby. And like the most recent status update was like, so excited we got to adopt this baby like 3 months ago.
Jesus.
Hot mess. So because of how that made me feel, I feel that much more passionate about how like I wouldn't tolerate it.
Right.
I just wouldn't.
Yeah, I was a shitty boyfriend. I was with Amber when we first started dating. I had got over a divorce and I got into the relationship with Amber, but I don't think I was ready for a relationship. I feel like I was still mourning that divorce, because me and my ex-wife, it wasn't like a bad divorce. She was still like, I still loved her, and it just didn't end right. And then I got into a relationship, I think, too soon.
Yeah.
So I was like a shitty boyfriend. That's why I love Amber so much. She had to deal with so much of my shit. And then I was in radio. And I came out here to Phoenix. I'm going to tell you something. When I came out to Phoenix, radio sucked. I came out here, me and my partner Johnny, and we knew we were going to run Phoenix.
Oh.
We knew it. We listened to all the radio stations. We were like, yo, these DJs on air are mad corny. We're going to run it. And we sure did. We had the number one afternoon, mornings. And I was just like a whore. I was just like, I didn't care.
I love that you're calling yourself a whore,
yeah.
Because a lot of guys don't.
No, I own
up,
to it. As you get older, I was like, I own up to it. And then eventually, you know, I learned it. But so I was definitely the cheater. I don't know if I've ever been cheated, and I don't know if I would want to know.
Really?
I don't know if I would want to know. Like, if Amber had one night, she made a mistake, you know what? Take that shit to the grave. Don't let me know, because I feel like, geez, just like Gina, we got a family. If Amber cheated on me 6-7 years ago, yo, don't let me know about it.
You know what? A lot of people talk about that. They're like, why are you telling your partner? Because you want to make it right, or because you feel guilty and you're trying to make yourself feel better?
That's true.
Amen.
Also, though, there's like, right? I'm speaking like, wisdom.
Anish, you would want to know for sure.
I'm just shook, because I would want to know regardless. Because even if it happened 6 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I don't want to spend another day with you if that's the truth.
Really? Right.
Wow.
Wow. Mm. So I think people slip up no matter the condition, whether the waitress is flirting with you and you're drunk and some hap. Man, I hope it was like 6-7 years ago, but man, yeah, take that shit to the grave. I don't want to know about that.
It's very interesting. And going back to your situation, Anish, I'm wondering, did you ever talk to him again at all, or was it just like cold turkey, cut him off, done?
Cold turkey.
Because what I'm wondering is, like, how do you know that his husband wasn't like into that? Because there's totally couples where they're open like that and it's no big deal. Because if he wants to take you home, where was his husband? His husband may have been home and like
watching a new baby.
I mean, facts are facts, right?
Yeah.
Breastfeeding.
No, it's a good point. I mean, as far as that goes, like, even in my circle of friends, the gay mafia, like, all a bunch of, like, gay guys, they all judge me for that. Like, they were like, why would you, like, not, like, hear him out or anything? I'm just like, because he didn't say it to me. Like,
that's true.
You should have said it.
Right.
Especially if we were going home. Like, if your husband's there, I would need to know that beforehand.
Got there. Could you imagine? You're like awkward and the husband's like, hey man, like, do you want a beer or Pepsi or whatever?
Right.
Or my husband?
Yeah.
Well, right. Like, if we're going to go home and you have a fucking husband that lives there, I need to know about that shit.
Right.
Or am I going into a threesome situation?
Right.
Like, I need to know.
Are you down with that? Are you down with that?
I was just talking about this with somebody else yesterday, and like, I've never done it personally, but as I'm like getting past the age of 22,
he said ass.
I'm down. You know what's weird is like, I'd be more interested in doing a threesome with a guy and a girl than I would be with two guys.
Really? Wow, that's interesting to me.
It's very strange. I would not guess that.
I wouldn't have guessed that either. I had a threesome one time. Check this out.
What?
So in that time, yeah.
Here's what the doctor said.
Whoa. Oh, you won't believe. So in that time between I was divorced and dating, I dated this girl. She was a stripper.
Okay.
and great time with her. Great
he tipped
time.
Her.
Yeah, hello. Uh-huh. I made it rain.
wow.
I made it rain on her.
And in her. Sorry.
Carla.
And her sister-in-law.
Wait! No! At the same time?
Her brother's lady. Her brother's wife.
Shut
Oh, you ain't shit.
Yes.
Oh my God.
At the same, like.
Crazy. It was the craziest, the best. It was so fun. It was the best experience. Only once. It only happened once. We remained friends after that. It was just, yes. We were all drinking, and I'm like, yo. And that was in the moment. Like, you feel like you the man. Like, damn. Her and her sister-in-law. But, yeah.
Oh, well, I can't even imagine. God. I feel such, like, accomplished. I'd be like, yes.
It was crazy.
No.
I feel so awkward.
It was awkward with her husband. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw her, I was like, hey.
Oh, my God, Joey.
Yeah, I was not shit. I was not shit.
Wait, so the husband didn't know.
No.
Oh, just kidding. I'm not into this.
The girl I was dating, it was her brother's wifey.
No way.
Uh-uh. That's just weird, too. Your brother's wife, way too close to home. No, thank you.
Yeah, close to my home, bro. I'll tell you that one.
Hey,
that was us. Yeah, I say you try it one time, Anish. I'm very surprised that guy and a girl.
Tell me if this is too much or not, but, like, I am really into the thought of, like, me and a woman, like, just, like, taking down a dude. Like, just let's just
I
do it
see
together.
I could see that.
You
gonna
just
knock
want
this
the camaraderie,
out.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we're in it together.
We're
hey,
going
girl.
To fuck his dream.
No, if wifey ever would, I would, see, this would be my dream. If me and the hot wife Amber went out and we got to pick a girl together.
Why not?
And me and her take down the girl together.
Oh!
You know what I mean?
See, I like that concept.
Right. So I get it. I get where he's coming from. Okay. Yeah, I get it. Carla, Gina, no, never, whatever. No?
Gina? never have, but I'm not sexually attracted to women at all. So
right.
It's just like,
yeah.
Obviously it's something that like almost every man wants.
Absolutely.
And Bryce definitely like wants. And I'm just like, it wouldn't be really fun for me, to be honest. I don't, like, I can look at a girl and say, you're beautiful, but that's about as far as it goes
right.
for me. Like, I just, it would be like, eh.
I feel like it's every man's fantasy, even with Anish, and he's gay.
Yeah.
I don't, like, because, I don't know, I am really into sexuality and, like, the spectrum and all
right,
that
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right.
And so, like, I know, for me, not for everybody else, but, like, for me, I'm more attracted to that idea than it just, like, I think everybody would get hooked on, like, wow, you're going to have sex with a woman. No, it's more so, it's just, like, no, I'm really interested in, like, to being two feminine creatures, like, knocking the fuck out of this dude.
Right,
sexually.
Right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, go gay. Can I get a gay man?
Gay man.
There you go, Nishi. Ooh, wow. You. Did y'all know? That's my favorite did y'all know of all time. I wouldn't have expected that. I'm serious. You blew my mind on that one, Anish.
Wow.
Okay. I like that.
So, Carla?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask because she's
not
saying anything. So, I'm just looking away.
No, I've never had a threesome. I've been offered to be in like quadruplums. And I'm like, no, that's okay. I'm a jealous kind, so I wouldn't be able to do it with a significant other.
Okay.
At
right,
all.
Right.
But I'd totally be down to like hook up with like a guy and a girl if it's like a
maybe it's their couple, like their relationship.
Yeah, because I am totally attracted to girls.
Okay.
I'm like, whew, girls are gorgeous. I see titties and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Kegel. But like, I really, really am. And
right.
I've never actually dated a girl because that just hasn't been how my life has gone. But
what type of girl? If a type of girl they'd approach you, you'd be like, yes, I will go out on a date.
I have a very specific type.
Oh, please.
Interesting.
Very specific type. So I like more of the tomboy kind,
yes.
But with the long hair.
Tomboy long hair.
Tomboy long hair.
Do they have to
hair.
Have the hat to the back?
Yes!
The hat to the
oh,
back?
We're keeping
okay.
my friend's girlfriend away from you. You know who I'm talking about? Should I say her name?
Who? Mm? Say it.
Laura.
Oh!
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I was
yes.
thinking.
That's exactly
I was
probably
thinking
your type.
Fritz. Like, I was like, that kind of sounds
oh, yeah.
a little
that
bit
that sounds like Fritz, too.
Yeah.
Girl. It doesn't have to be.
No, mm. no. It's just, I really have this idea of the girl in my head because I've met like maybe 27 girls that I'm just like, I'd fuck that up, okay.
Yeah. Like, so long hair, hat to the back, mm-hmm. more boys. Do they have to have like tats?
Yes.
More tats,
oh
yeah.
Oh my God, please.
Because I'm picturing this girl.
I don't really want them to wear makeup though.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
like,
yeah.
It's a very specific type that
right.
I have.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I am thinking about Oh, girl, Gina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I'm not worried about them, though. They're in a really good relationship.
But
it just
might
sounds
want
like
a threesome. She'll take a third scoop. Hello.
So, yeah, because that's the thing. Like, I've been, the most that I've been invited, because as a gay man, like, sex is always there. I've been invited mostly to threesomes with, like, a couple. So you think that would be cool? Because I've been afraid of that. I've been afraid of getting into, like, the threesome and, like, messing it up.
I wouldn't want it to be a couple that I'm close with.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be. It was like a random couple that was just like, we like you.
Okay.
But then you get into all that like weird situation of like, okay, but I don't know you that well, so how do I know that you're not doing this often, that I'm not going to end up...
Right. I learned something from my boy Jay, who I'm actually going to see this weekend in Ventura, one of my good friends, actually the one who introduced me to Amber back in the days.
Oh, wow.
He DJed... did security, did everything at Spearmint Rhino strip clubs. So he's seen it and done it all. He's had many a threesomes and orgies and all that stuff. And he said there has to be rules.
Yeah.
The first rule of a threesome or getting together, you have to set the rules right from the beginning. You can touch her here. You could touch her there. You could touch him there. You could do this. And so that way you set the rules. There's no confusion afterwards because it's always, you know, the aftermess.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That really happens. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I honestly want to, like, I'm going to challenge myself to do that at some point, like, by the end of the year.
End of the year. A guy and a girl?
Either a guy and a girl or two guys.
What about two girls?
No.
No? Okay.
No. See, that's, yeah. Yeah. No. I didn't think you'd be into two girls.
No.
Take you down.
Oh, my God. Stop. I literally would. I'd be like, stop. No, please. No. That would be awesome.
All right, so I guess, what did we say? We're going to do like 15 minutes of this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's time's up already. Okay. That went quick, man.
Damn.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go with the aftermess until maybe another day or two. If not, if there's a better name, we're going to switch it up. But we'll see you on episode 3. We'll talk other than sex maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Tomorrow, we're not going to talk about sex in tomorrow's episodes, right?
No promises.
Not suitable for work, reminder of that. And we say that at the end. So by that time, you're fired. So good luck with that job search. We'll see you on the radio.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.